This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Senator Marco Rubio will lead the push in the U.S. Senate to ban late-term abortions to protect such children from pain. Even if the Senate does not pass the bill, the issue is expected to come up in November elections next year. A similar bill is moving forward in Texas. The bizarre behavior of abortion advocates continues to shock, and its news is spreading across the internet, thanks again to no coverage by major networks. Small children taken to those protests have been used to hold a wide variety of signs, including some with universally offensive vulgarity. And some pro-abortion protesters have literally taken to allegedly chanting to the devil as a means of harassing pro-life demonstrations. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. In other news, the Obama administration is moving full speed ahead with implementing the HHS mandate in spite of setbacks in other portions of Obamacare. An HIV cure has been found for two patients using adult stem cell therapy. The country of Wales appears to be implementing presumed consent for organ donation with the only opt-out program in the world. Four pro-life lawmakers have been booted from an Irish political party following their vote against a bill that would legalize some abortions, and the Prime Minister of France wants to legalize euthanasia. Find links to these stories at lifenewsradio.com. This has been Life News Radio.